Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Boy, it sure feels good to say those words again, doesn't it? After spending 70 days in the absence of the Alleluia, after spending the last 2 weeks with basically everything spoken, it is a joy once again to sing the praises of Him who has conquered death and sin and the devil on our behalf. Because He lives, because He rose from the dead, we shall live, we shall be raised as well. And it is a wonderful and glorious truth. This is not a new truth. Christians weren't the first ones who claimed that there would be a resurrection. No, we see this in the Old Testament as well. In fact, you heard these words from Job, written long ago. I know that my Redeemer lives, and He shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Job knew that as frail as his flesh became during this life, as God put him through trial and tribulation, Job knew that once he would be buried in the ground, as his flesh would slowly decompose, there would come a day when the Redeemer would come. He would come with a shout of triumph, with a trumpet blast, and Job would rise, and all the dead with him. This is a fact and a reality that we celebrate this very day. Now, some of you have been here every single day this week, and if you were, here's the stories that you would have heard. You heard of our Lord's procession on Palm Sunday into the holy city, the shouts of Hosanna, of save us now. And then that same day you heard from St. Matthew's Gospel, shouts of crucify him. On Holy Monday you heard the passion story from St. Mark's Gospel. On Holy Tuesday we heard of how Jesus went to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus's house, where Mary anointed him for his burial. And then he rode in to town, and they condemned him. On Holy Wednesday, we heard the passion stories, once again from St. Luke's Gospel. On Maundy Thursday, we heard of our Lord's institution of his supper, and his command, his mandate, that we are to love one another. On Good Friday, we heard the passion from St. John's Gospel. And last night, we spent a little over 2 hours in 12 different readings from the Old Testament, going through God's redemptive story, as well as an epistle and a gospel. Last night we heard the first words of Alleluia, Christ is risen. For once the sun set, the new day had begun, and we had celebrated our Lord's resurrection. And today we hear once again the Alleluias. Our Lord is alive. He has passed over from death to life. He who was the Passover lamb, the final sacrifice, went willingly to suffer death for the sins of you and for me, of the whole world. And so St. Paul writes to the Corinthians, let us keep this feast. Let us keep it. Let us gather not just this Sunday, but every single Sunday, as it is a little Easter, to celebrate the fact that our Lord still reigns. The celebration is not over once we get home today, but we have the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Lastly, in our gospel lesson, St. Mark writes these words, when the Sabbath was past, when our Lord had rested from all the work that he had done, just as he did at the beginning of creation, On the seventh day, once again, our Lord rested from his work. He was laid into the tomb. And once the new day began at sundown, at some point our Lord descended into hell to proclaim victory over the devil, and then he came up and rose again. Very early in the morning, that first day of the week, the women went out to once again anoint his body, taking special care of the body of this Lord, of the King of all creation. And afraid that they would not know how to get in through the tomb's stone, they begin talking with each other. How are we going to get in? But thankfully, God had already had a plan. Jesus had already risen. He was no longer in the tomb. And the angel came and rolled the stone away so that the women would be able to see that he was not there, that the tomb was empty. And so they see the tomb. They see this angel sitting on top of the stone, bright as light. They are afraid. That is what is overcoming us when we see something that is much holier than we are. When we approach something in our sins, we become afraid. That is until we receive the peace of our Lord. The angel saith unto them, "Be not affrighted, be not afraid. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified." This is also a fact. Jesus was nailed to a cross. Jesus died on that cross. But he's not done. He is risen. He is not here. Imagine the confusion at first, even though Jesus had time and time again said that this is how it would be. He said that he would die, that he would be high and lifted up, and he would draw all people to himself, and on the third day he would rise again. The angel now proclaims the word of the Lord. He proclaims their forgiveness. He proclaims the fact that Jesus is now alive. He that was dead is living. And he says, "Go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you." It is important that Peter also hear that this message is for him. For just a few days before, he had denied his Lord. Not once, not twice, but thrice. Peter, who said, "I would rather die than ever deny you," denied him just as Jesus had said. This message that the Lord of all creation is alive was for all of his disciples and even for Peter. It is meant for people like you and me who in our sin do not deserve these graces, the richness that God has to give, and yet he gives it to us out of his great love and compassion. He washes us in that blood that was shed from his cross. He gives us the life-giving body and blood of our Lord for us to eat and to drink. He gives us the words of his absolution, his forgiveness. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. No, he's not in that empty tomb. But he is here with us this morning. For as we once again, just like we have done every single day this last week, once again, Jesus Christ will bring his holy body and blood for us. And when he comes, he will bring the entire host of heaven with him. The angels, the archangels, those souls awaiting the resurrection day, we all unite once again in these loud praises of Alleluia. He is risen. He who was crucified is risen. He is alive. And if he were not, then our faith would be in vain. Our faith would be useless. But it isn't. No matter what those people tell you today, no matter what they say and mock you for gathering early on a Sunday morning, week after week, or gathering every single day during Holy Week, or spending all of these countless hours in church hearing this message, no matter what they say, God's word is the truth. He was dead, but now he is alive. The church sings. Then let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. The word of grace has purged away the old and evil leaven. Christ alone our souls will feed. He is our meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon no other. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.